Gemara Daf Ches in Shabbos says, Amar Ula, Amar Tisha B'Shus Ram, V'Ram Mekatvin Lov, V'Zorach V'Nachal Gabav Chayiv, Mai Tama, Tisha Vada Mekatvin Luya. So, since the Gemara is saying that since this Amar, this pillar, is 9 tefachim high, and the Rabbim use it either to rest on it, to put a package on, whatever it is, so it has a status of Shus Rabbim. Rashi on the Mishnah says that it doesn't require to be a Mokum Dalit al Dalit. However, Rashi later on in Shabbos, and Daf Tzadi Aleph on the Beis, is in the opinion that it does have to be Dalit al Dalit. Kivega and Gilel Shas asked about this, about the steer in Rashi. Now, the Rambam is also in Perek Yudal Hilchos Shabbos of the opinion that this omer that has a status of Shus Rabbim does not require to be dalid al dalid. The Rambam says ve'ein mashkichim al midas orko midas rochbo ben rochav ben kotzer. That, however, the Magen Mishnah quotes in the name of the Ravid that in order to be chayiv it does require to have a shear of dalid al dalid. So that can be explained because that's because if it doesn't have dalet al dalet, since to be chayv you need an akir and a hanoch, and akir and a hanoch has to be from a mokum of dalet al dalet. So therefore, that's what's deficient is in terms of the hanoch. However, the Meiri quotes in the name of the Ravid that the reason it requires dalet al dalet is because if it's not dalet al, it has a din of a kamalis, and it's not called a reshus rabbin in Chefza, because it's not a reshus of dalet al dalet. And the lashon of Meiri is quoting the Ravid, El shigdol hamafashim kosher she'ein shi'at tisha el din kamalis, hakosh ein arach of arba af betish mitzumtzum makom p'turhu. So the Rav explained in this machlokes whether you require dalet al dalet or not. The Ravid requiring dalet al dalet, the Rambam and Rashi the Mishnah are not requiring it. That the machloikis is what's the loch of an omid that's 9 tefachim high? Is it that the loch of the omid it's a mokum bifnei atzma, it's its own reshus, but has the status of a reshus rabbim because it's used by the rabbim, so it's like it's the shtamshus the rabbim, so it has a status of reshus rabbim. Or no, it's not its own reshus. It's bottle. It's tuffle to the reshus harabim, but since people mishtamshim bo and makatvim bo, so it's bottle to the reshus harabim, and the it's considered that this reshus harabim, even on this omen, even though it's 9 tefachim high. So nafkamina is if you say that it's its own reshus and it's a reshus harabim because the rabim and makatvim has. It's a mishtamshin bo, so then it requires dalet al dalet, because to be a reshus rabbim also requires dalet al dalet. However, if it's not because it's its own reshus, it's only that it's tuffle to the reshus rabbim, and the reshus rabbim below it does have dalet al dalet. Just since rabbim katrin bo, it's considered that the drisus rabbim relates also to this omer test. And therefore, it would not require dalet al dalet because it's not its own makom. And the Rav pointed out, however, what requires analysis is that the Gemara in Daf Zayin, Amud Aleph, says about an omud that is 3 tefachim high, higher than 3 tefachim, but it's in width and breadth, it's less than dalet tefachim al dalet tefachim. So even if it's in a karmelis, Rashi says it's considered like a mokum p'tur. However, the Ran quotes another opinion of Acherim, who are choylik on that say that it's not a mokum p'tur, but it's considered a karmelis. And the Kesef Mishnah proved in the Shitas Rambam, this is in Perek Yudalit, Halacha Vav, like this opinion quoted in the Ran, that it's matzah minus mino, and is considered a karmelis. And often the choylik about this in the case in Daf Zayin, what's the status of the of this omer that's more than gimel tvachim, so it's more than lavud. According to Rashi, it's its own independent makom, and therefore, if it's cholik from the Rishus HaRabim, and in this case cholik from the also from the Kamlis, and therefore in a Kamlis, it's considered as its own makom. And therefore, in order to be its own makom, to be considered a kamis, it would require the shiur dalad al dalad. And if it doesn't have dalad al dalad, therefore it's a makom ptur. However, the other opinion quoted in the Ran, the Chayim, hold that this amud, which is above gimel tefachim, that the reason it's no longer called a Rishus HaRabim is because since it's above gimel tefachim, so the rabbim don't step on it. So you don't have Tvisis Rabim. But in Hilchos Mokum, it's not considered as its own Mokum. And therefore, since the Rabim are not Dorisit on it, so therefore it's no longer called Rishus Rabim. However, it remains a Kamlis. So, according to the Achim, the Ran, and the Rambam, that even if this place, which is above Gimel Tefachim, and it's not considered a Mokum Bifnei Atzmo, and the only reason it's not a Rishus HaRabim is because the Rambam are not Doris on it, so therefore, that Mokum above, so similarly, in our case, by the Amud, which is above Tes Tefachim, that the Rabbim Mekatrim all of, that the Rabbim are using it, so therefore it has the status of Rishus HaRabim, even though it doesn't have Dalet Tefachim in terms of its width and length, because it's not considered a Mokum by itself. But according to Rashi, that a place that's above Gimel Tefachim in the Rishus HaRabim is considered its own Mokum, and therefore it's considered, according to Rashi, to be a Mokum Ptur, it would seem logically that an Amud that's above Tes Tefachim, even though the Rabim Makatran Lulav, since it's considered it's just by itself, and therefore it should require also to be dalad al dalad. So the answer seems to be that it could be that according to that opinion in Rashi, Rishus HaRabim is different in that Rishus HaYochid requires to be called the Rishus, that it should be dalad al dalad. But Rishus HaRabim does not require that the Shem Mokum has to be dalad al dalad, as long as there's Dvisis Rabin.